USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people.
President Biden continuing to push business leaders across the United States to mandate employees to be vaccinated before returning to work. The president's remarks coming after the FDA issued full approval for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. It can be distributed to those 12 and up. The White House says it's engaging with members of Congress as a group of moderate Democrats threaten to hold up President Biden's infrastructure agenda. Speaking with reporters, Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden supports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proposed path forward. This comes as nine moderates have insisted the bipartisan infrastructure bill must be voted on first without the budget reconciliation bill. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The House of Representatives has come back early from their summer recess to debate and vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was approved in the Senate. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News saying infrastructure money is needed around the country as soon as possible.
We need to fix our roads and bridges. We can't take our eyes off of that. We need internet in urban areas and rural areas. We need to get the lead out of pipes.
Republicans are worried about inflation due to all the government spending. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed military veteran Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol building on January 6th was cleared by his agency. The Capitol police announcing an internal probe found the officer's conduct in the shooting was both lawful and within the agency's policy. The officer, who has not been officially named, will not be facing internal discipline. Babbitt's family says they plan to file a wrongful death lawsuit. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As Afghan refugees continue to arrive in the United States, one senator says we need to make sure we vet every refugee who's let into the country.
The governors of several states have made statements over the last week that they would welcome Afghan refugees in their states. Three Balkan countries, Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia, have also offered to take in some of the thousands of refugees fleeing Kabul. Senator Joni Ernst says that the U.S. should welcome Afghan refugees, but the Iowa senator tells ABC News that they need to be fully vetted before arriving in the United States.
Well, we want to welcome those that are fully vetted. That is extremely important that we make sure they are vetted before they touch down on American soil. And that is why it is so important that we continue working with these third country nations, providing them whatever support we can within those countries. And this is where President Biden, unfortunately, has messed it up. I'll just put it out there. Of course, with our international community, with this haphazard withdrawal, if we had been working with those allies, those partner countries, this would have been a lot easier.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week 2 of the NFL preseason wraps up on Monday with the New Orleans Saints hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game can be seen on ESPN and is set to kick off at 5 minutes past 8 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.